This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Emrys, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. What happens when a client calls you and says that they are going broke, but then I turn around and look at their financials and find out that they're actually fairly profitable? This week, we're going to break down the most common misconception. Just because you make a profit doesn't mean you have cash, and just because you have cash doesn't necessarily mean that you're profitable. Confused? Well, this week is going to be perfect for you. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services for your repair shop? Shoot us a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors that make this show possible. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. And you need to hire the next rock star for your team, give Promotive a call. It's time to hire a superstar for your business. What a grind you have in front of you. Great news. You don't have to go at it alone. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your shop. Let them do the heavy lifting and enlist your hiring partner online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. To start off this episode, you guys know I don't like to get into the stated cause here, but I want to kind of bring up a topic that we've talked about before, and this episode is really the one that hammers it home. You might have heard me mention before, and I usually use it a bit tongue-in-cheek, but the line goes like this. The number one killer of small businesses is a lack of cash flow. I always joke about this because it is a very funny comment. Like, how can a business ever fail if it has cash flow coming in? And the same flip side of if you have no cash, and obviously the business is not going to succeed. But again, if you think about that, you might be oversimplifying this because what you're trying to equate here is a lack of profit equals a lack of cash. But there is a lot of very profitable businesses that go out of business. And it's not because for lack of profit, it is lack of cash. So don't believe me. Let me show you an example. These are extreme examples on it, but they're hopefully to get you kind of the foundational ideas here. So if you say, Hunt, you know what? If you have a good shop, if you do good work, if you keep your overhead cheap, you're going to have a successful business. Cash flow has nothing to do with it, and you can bootstrap this thing all you want. Here is a great example. Let's say we have a slow shop. It is buried back somewhere where they're just not really having good street frontage. It's word of mouth on this. And if the word of mouth isn't getting out, no one is going to find this place. They got no overhead, though. They got no debt. Their margins are really good. Their labor rate is fine. They have really good technicians back there. And so if I'm looking at an extreme example, what would you be thinking the first thing that you would do as a shop owner would be? You don't have any overhead, so you shouldn't have a whole lot of other, you know, needs on this, but you are buried back where no one's going to find you. Most of you guys might be thinking to yourself, like a lot of businesses, well, hon, I need to advertise here. How do you advertise if you don't have any business? And this is the crux of the issue right here of why you need cash. This is, it takes money to make money. If you truly have zero cash, you will never be able to make a profit because you need cash to start this. If you get lucky, people come in there, you can drive your business just word of mouth, then great. But a lot of people fail to launch their very successful businesses because they don't have the cash required to get this thing off the ground. Sure, there is a lot of shops that once they're off the ground, they do not need cash to keep them operating. It is very rare to see a business be able to start without it. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, what does that have anything to do with me? I've already started my business. I agree. It's very hard to start a business without any cash. Well, what I would say is this is starting a business from a point where it's not making any money. For a lot of you, that was year one. For some of you, you might be listening to this year 20 and be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, right now I am completely on the ground and I need to get off. And like we're going to talk about this week, cash is probably the fuel that's going to get you to do that. The overall idea here is cash does not guarantee your success. If you are in that same situation, you go out and spend $100,000 on the wrong type of advertising, again, you are going to probably fail. But a lack of cash almost always guarantees your downfall. Like we just said in that example before, if you don't have the necessary cash that you need to to make the proper business decisions, then how can you expect to have a proper business? Well, and all this is good, and these little one-liners, you know, might be nice for me to say to someone else, but why are we talking about this, and what caused this issue? Like always, a client asked, and a lot of you probably should be asking. And if you think I'm talking to you, if you're one of my clients and you say, Hunt, this was directed at me, then it was. But really, his story resonated with me because, like I said, for the first part of it, I was surprised. I was surprised on the conversation that I ended up having versus what I was expecting to have. And again, where we're looking at the market in 2025, where we are right now, with the amount of debt that a lot of people have accumulated over the last couple of years, like I said, if you're not asking about this, you probably should be. Let's go to my client story. And like I said, I already kind of buried the lead on this one. It started out because my client said, Hunt, I am going broke. I don't have any money. I need to know what to fix this thing. And I'm trying to just keep this ship from sinking. So what do we do here? I will admit when I'm wrong on here. And the first thing that I hear when a client is talking about this is profit. The business is struggling. They don't have any money. So I think I'm looking to the root cause of this. Root cause of not having any money or any cash is generally profit. To my surprise, when I looked at this business is fairly profitable. No, it's not making 20-25% net, but it's pretty consistently making a 15% net income. I took a look at this and say, well, what the heck is going on here? Because the financials, and when I say financials, it's profit and loss, do not match up to the story that my client's telling me. I flash forward and I look over to the balance sheet on there, and this is what I can see that the client is feeling. We got no cash in a bank account. I can confirm that that profit is correct, but we have a massive amount of debt on here. Now, I should rephrase that. We have a massive amount of debt service, not necessarily the amount of debt. And you might be saying to yourself, well, Hunt, what the heck does that mean? When we're looking at debt, we care about cash flow. We care about debt service, not the overall debt. And I'll give you this example. Would you rather take this loan for $1 million or this loan for $1 million? Well, Hunt, which one has the highest interest rate? They both have the same interest rate. Which one are you going to take? Well, hon, I don't know. I'll take either of them. You haven't asked the most important question, which is how long do I get to pay this back? If you have $1 million loan and I give you one day to pay it back, how many of you guys are going to take that loan? Even at 0% interest? None. Because you're going to say, if I actually have a need for this money, I'm never going to be able to use it and get the money to pay you back in a day. And if I don't have the need for it, it is worthless for me to take this. I tell you that same loan and I say, I'll give you that loan and you can pay me back over the next 1,000 years. You can pass it on to generations and everyone can pay it back. You are borrowing $1 million. Why in the second case would you say you're crazy not to take it? In the first one, you would say you're crazy to take it. Because all of this has to do with debt service. How are we going to pay this back? Not necessarily how much we got. Another example of this is, let's say you go out and you buy a business. If the business is really profitable, you're going to probably have a really big loan. But you're going to be able to pay that debt service back because the profits are going to be high. The amount of debt is always a concern. If you have $8 trillion of debt, I don't care what your debt service is, you're in rough shape. But you don't necessarily have to be in rough shape just because you have a lot of debt. Smart debt is better than no debt in a lot of cases. When we went down to this, we realized that my client had one core issue. And a lot of times, guys, you need to figure out what your core issue. And we're going to talk about this client. His core issue was the debt and the debt itself. But again, like we'll talk about in a second here, make sure you are treating the actual root cause here and not just some of the symptoms or some of the after effects. We fix inputs, not try to band-aid outputs. Anytime that you have a debt situation and specifically for this client on it, I really give you two different options here. You can bootstrap your way out of this or you can borrow your way out of this. You can do a combination of two, but I would argue pick one and stick to it. You might be thinking to yourself, well, hon, I get what bootstrapping is. Bootstrapping is getting everything as tight as you possibly can. Stop spending any money on anything that is not essential on this. Personally, business, get this stuff stripped down. And I mean this, guys. If you want to bootstrap and if you're saying, I'm going to try to get tight on my budget here, you have to first and foremost recognizing that you are bootstrapping. I don't think that you should go into this, you know, kind of halfway. If you do it halfway, you're going to be miserable and it's probably not going to reach your ultimate end goal. Throw away the cards. Throw away the debit cards. Throw away your personal debit cards. And I'm serious about this. I have seen too many people bootstrap their businesses just to be derailed because they did not do the same thing in your personal life. Where is all of your income coming from? How do you support your personal life? It comes from the business. If your personal life is out of control and it needs an excessive amount of cash, Oftentimes, the business is the one left shouldering that and often shouldering that debt. So if you're going to bootstrap, cut it out. The meals, maybe we could do this. We're not doing this. You are throwing this away, and we are trying to accumulate the most amount of cash we possibly can. Well, you might be saying to yourself, well, Hunt, we are not trying to accumulate cash here. We are trying to pay down debt. Why is my sole focus to accumulate cash and not necessarily pay down debt? Why did you have to take debt? And this is very serious. I want you to think about this. Why did you have to take a loan before? How did you get into debt? Was it from a lack of profit? Or was it from a lack of cash? Ultimately, it was from a lack of cash. You did not have cash because you had to borrow money. You might go back and say the reason that you didn't have cash is you weren't profitable before, but the end result is you were put into a high-pressure situation because your bank account balance went to zero. How do you ensure that you are not restarting the cycle and just going back to the borrowing well again? Is it to pay down all of your debt and to be debt-free and also cash-free? Or is it to make sure that you accumulate cash so that you can have your own safety net? Anytime that you are paying down debt, I always say pay the absolute minimum that you can, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get debt free, but really what we're trying to do, even more importantly, is accumulate some cash and get some reserves built up. Would you rather be at the end of the year still having $50,000 out on some sort of debt with $50,000 in your savings account, or be at the end of the year with no money to show for it, but also no debt? This is super, super important, guys, because what ends up happening here is a lot of you guys bootstrap yourself to the end. You've bootstrapped yourself to being debt-free, but you've also bootstrapped yourself to being cash-free. And what happens over the next 60 to 90 days makes or breaks you. What happens with some of my clients is they've been able to figure this out. They keep on going there and they start accumulating those reserves. Pay down all their cash, pay down all their debt, and now they're building it back up. As long as profit is good, as long as business does not fall off, you're going to be able to get out of that. And it's going to be a very successful story without any debt. But that 60 to 90 days is the hardest part there because, like I said, you don't have any debt, but you also don't have any cash. One or two bad months string back to back with the wrong timing, what does that look like? It looks like you're right back to that. You probably need cash and you probably need it fast. You're probably going to get something high interest. And look, we're right back where we tried to dig ourselves out of 6 months ago. Be serious about this stuff, guys. Accumulate the cash so that you don't get back into the same exact spot on this, and make sure that you're doing this smart.
Shop owners, are you struggling to find and retain top-tier talent for your automotive shop? Introducing Promotive, on the web at gopromotive.com. With over 40 years of combined industry recruiting experience, we're the ultimate staffing solution. We go beyond traditional agencies. Our team provides dedicated recruiters and account managers advising on processes, compensation, and benefits. We focus on placing technicians and service advisors with shops that offer the best culture, training, and long-term growth opportunities. Trust our experience to match the right talent to your shop. We carefully select shops that value employee excellence and provide an environment for success. Our dedicated team leads the entire process, leveraging our industry knowledge and expertise. Partner with Promotive and experience their advantage to help you build a high-performing team that drives your shop's growth. Visit gopromotive.com today and let us help find and keep the best talent in the industry.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. The overall idea here, though, is this will not work unless you fix your profit. If your profit is higher than what your debt service is, you are going to accumulate cash every single month. But if you're like my client right now, and his debt service exceeds his profit, this is death unless you have a lifeline, right? This is called burning cash, and my client has no reasonable way of making his profits exceed his debt service. Our only option is to reduce that debt service number. Well, you might be saying to yourself, well, Hunt, we're replacing debt with debt. How did your client get into such a bad situation with debt? And how can getting new debt or borrowing more money fix this issue? The issue that he has, and specifically is an issue with a lot of shops in this industry, like I said, has nothing to do with the debt that you take, but how this debt is paid back. I'm not going to name the vendor on here for obvious reasons, but there is a number of people out there that do these loans for auto repair shops just like yours. What they do is they attach these loans to your credit card deposit. They will take every day a sliding scale, but for my client, they were taking 20% of his total credit card deposits. I've seen some as high as 30. I've seen some as low as 15. These are very, very hard. We call these credit card advance loans, even though sometimes they're called something slightly different. But the general cycle on these is a client cannot generally bootstrap themselves out of these. And if they do, it takes them about 3 months. The reason that someone has to do this is because you have to become extremely profitable in order to get out of these. Think about this. Most shops are trying to shoot for a 20% net income. That is the mark of a good, profitable shop, and for a lot of cases, the higher limit of what you would usually see for profit. If you're a struggling shop, if you had to get one of these credit card advances, do you think that you were making a 20% net income or less? Most of these shops that are getting this are probably only at around a 10% net income. What a lot of these shops don't realize that are making 10% net income is that they are setting themselves up for disaster. If your business is currently only keeping around 10% of its overall sales as net income, then how would you ever expect to be able to pay back one of these credit card advances when they're taking 20% of your total sales? Like a lot of people, you get a lot of cash on this, probably more than what you need or hope that you needed. But as this payment goes by, you are burning cash every single day, every single week, because the debt service exceeds what your profit is. Now, like I said, the reason that these generally go around three rounds is the first round, you get kicked in the teeth. You realize what has happened. You said, man, I did not bite off enough because I got enough to fix my things, but probably not enough to get some cash through this burn. Second go around, you're like, all right, I got this figured out. You got me the first time on it. Give me another one. And this time I'm going to be better. Usually you kind of learn a little bit more. And then maybe what ends up happening there is you figure out some underlying profitability issues. Oh, wow, this is not going to work again unless I fix X, Y, and Z. And then hopefully on the third go around, you get the proper amount of money, you fix the underlying issues, and you can ride off into the sunset. But seriously, though, these high interest and specifically quick repayment debts are really the death toll for a lot of businesses. Some people are currently on 2-3 years of this stuff. And if you don't have access to other debt to be able to refinance this, it can be very hard to get out of this. Luckily for my client, he has other avenues that he can go and get debt. And specifically for him, he has a good bit of equity in his real estate. His overall debt service right now is currently around $15,000 a month. Keep in mind, this is only going to be around the $200,000 note. So this is not a massive amount of debt for a shop doing $100,000, $125,000 a month. His current debt service is around $15,000 a month. His current profit is around $12,000. Why will going refinancing this fix my client's issues immediately? And it's kind of the exact opposite. Man, I'm going to throw money at a sinking ship. The ship is not sinking because of the current issues. The current profit looked really good, but you've blown some holes in the ship from previous years of not doing so well and not managing cash effectively. Every single month, my client is burning $3,000. This high interest, high repayment debt is killing him. If we are able to get this refinanced like we expect to, what is going to happen to his business and why would this fix it overnight? Instead of shelling out over $15,000 to debt, his new payment would be around $3,000. And instead of losing $3,000 a month as far as cash flow on, his debt service is only going to be $3,000 and his cash flow is now going to be $9,000. Before this debt, still making $12,000. After this restructure on this, he's still going to make $12,000. Profitability is already fixed. Profitability is okay. But that same $12,000 before was going to have to cover $15,000 worth of debt. And hopefully, as long as everything goes smoothly, this new loan is only going to be around $3,000. Going back to what we talked about before, well, Hunt, does this mean he's going to get out of debt? No, the plan is not for him to get out of debt immediately. The plan is for him to get healthy. And sometimes getting healthy means going out and borrowing money. No one wants to do this. No one signs up to get into debt, but sometimes it's your only lifeline and the only thing that you can do. Will this work for you if you are in the same situation? Well, if you have equity in your real estate, it's going to look very similar. One big piece to remember, though, is are you treating the cause or are you treating the symptoms? My client's biggest issue was his debt because he was already able to get his profit under control and now is able to tackle his past sins. If you are still not profitable or as profitable as you need to be, you are going to be in a constant cycle of high interest debt, and it might just be masking a larger issue in your business. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, please shoot me an email at podcast@parmalis.com. Thanks again for listening on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find all shows on the aftermarketradionetwork.com and on your favorite podcast listing apps. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Hunt on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Hunt is all for advancing the aftermarket.